This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. It's been a year of transition for Wells Fargo after a series of scandals in its consumer banking business. The company's paid billions of dollars in penalties and just announced it's cutting 900 jobs in its mortgage division. The job cuts are part of a big restructuring plan the bank announced back in September, with over 26,000 jobs on the chopping block. But that's not the whole story. Average interest rates on a 30-year mortgage are hovering near 5%, and as rates go up, people just aren't taking out as many mortgages. Marketplace's Justin Ho reports.
With mortgage rates rising north of 5%, home buying and home borrowing have slowed down, says Dave Mann at UC Irvine.
We're seeing refinancing drop off a lot, and we're seeing new home sales stagnant or dropping a little bit. And collectively, that just means there's less demand for more mortgages.
Wells Fargo says that low demand for mortgages, along with low default rates, means fewer staff are needed to service those loans. J.P. Morgan recently said fewer people are struggling with mortgages and is planning layoffs, too. Karen Petru at Federal Financial Analytics says big banks in general are moving away from mortgages.
We think of mortgages as a bread-and-butter product for banks, but in fact, the vast majority of the business has moved to non-banks.
Case in point, Quicken Loans, which earlier this year overtook Wells Fargo as the country's biggest mortgage lender. Petru says it's not just about rising interest rates.
The new rules ever since the financial crisis make it very difficult for banks to make loans in a profitable and affordable way.
Wells Fargo says the bulk of its mortgage layoffs will hit Des Moines, Iowa, where the bank is the region's biggest employer. Peter Arazem is a labor economist at Iowa State University.
You're probably not going to have as big a problem switching to a different firm in the Des Moines market as it would have been in the past, say, if it was a more slack market.
He says the unemployment rate in Des Moines is about 2%, well below the national average. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.